broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Sports Talk, 820. What's happening?
We got
a little feedback.
Now
we're sounding good, ain't we? Yep.
That's better.
Yeah. It's been a while, Fee.
Yeah, we had a little break.
How long have we been off, Neil? 3 months?
Yeah, basically. Yeah,
somewhere
from
in there.
Around, I think the last one was May 25th, and this is August 24th.
Jeez, 4 months.
Three.
That's close. That's close. You miss
June,
us?
July. How can I miss you if you won't go away?
Yeah, good point. You got a new shirt?
Yes, I did.
Looks good.
This
looks
isn't
good.
It. But
oh,
yeah,
okay.
I got a new shirt. This isn't the one, but.
You should wear one.
I got one, but yeah.
I was at Cooper's.
Yep.
I left to get here at 8:20, and yep. I just got here.
Just make sure.
You just now got here?
That's how many campers are here.
Oh.
You had to fight something going on this
weekend? The camper traffic?
There's 1,000 campers.
There's going to be a ton of them.
How many campers that fit down there?
I do not know anymore.
Well, whatever it is, they got 18 more than what they got. Unbelievable the turnout. And the pressure's on a couple bands. I mean,
definitely.
Caitlin Schmidt's going to be great.
Yep.
And Free Rider's going to be great.
Yep.
Free Rider, whoever it is.
Yeah.
And Jake Worthington.
He'll be good.
Now, the first band on Saturday.
They're going to be really
pressure's
good.
Pressure's on.
They're going to set the bar so high.
It's going to be huge.
They could be the closing act next year.
Yep. That's exactly right. You go from the opener to the closer.
Yep. Actually, I'm really looking forward to it.
Drew Parker, that's another one. Yeah,
Drew Parker.
Yep.
But Saturday's going to be a great day, folks. And actually, Friday is going to be. You go down there, and it's just a great weekend for Fort Cover. Great weekend to just go down there. And what I love about the WOW is just a bunch of older guys, women, men.
Yep.
Just hanging out. Listen to music.
Telling stories.
Exactly.
And Fort Recovery stories.
Winning cars.
Golf cards.
They're only giving away $900,000 worth
of
stuff.
Crazy.
It's unbelievable.
It's almost $1 million now.
Crazy. And when you look at and we're talking sports talk, and when you look down there at that baseball complex, you talk about something that we are going to be so proud of.
Yes. Oh, man.
That thing is beautiful. I mean,
and it's this group. Needs to take a bow, because they put a bunch of money into that thing.
I agree with you.
Well, last Friday night you were sitting in a gift from them too at the football.
Well,
that press box.
Yeah, that was the first time I was up there.
Let's buy that one.
Was she wobbling a little?
Yeah, wobbles a little bit, but they opened up the upstairs and that got rave reviews. Jose and Don Brewer and Dan Stom and those guys were up there and Wayne Trace and they said, "Wow, that is really nice up
Pretty
there."
Pretty cool.
So, That's a heck of a press box, and our facilities, top notch. It is top notch, and I challenge a lot of the MAC schools is what we got. And,
well, we challenged them with the Jerome and Maurice, Student Activity Center and
the SAC,
and some of them just couldn't believe that we could do something before them, so they went out and did it too.
Well, we're very blessed here in this town.
That's for sure.
Yeah. I listened to Larry and Jack talking, he talks a little about the school board and all that stuff, and he's exactly right. We got a hell of a team there.
We got a good group going right now, don't we?
It is. We're very lucky. And speaking of hell of a team, I went to the we're going to have Brant and Holly up here tonight, but first day of school, and they got the little kids and the little shitters, and we want to let them have a night off. And I know that first day of school is pretty stressful for those kids.
So
Brant is coming up next week, and then we'll get Holly the week after.
Yeah.
But right now, we're just going to talk a little bit about fall sports, and we're going to pay some bills first. It's 8:22. We're coming right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Summer grilling season is here, and Wayne Street Market has everything you need. They have nicely trimmed steaks ready to go, and their prices are the lowest around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound. T-bones, New York strips, and bone-in ribeyes are $7.99 a pound. Their ground chuck is $4.29 a pound, bulk or patties, and Eckrich hot dogs are 2 for $3. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray? And be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Get everything for your summer grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. And Wayne Street Market is hiring, full-time or part-time in all departments.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Did you realize the Fed is highly considering moving short-term interest rates up for operating money with 5 to 7/4% increases this year? No, it's not the end of the world, but planning is definitely imperative. And these costs will be passed down to you without a careful review and plan. Come visit me today for a review of your plan and your business. Have a chat with someone that puts you first. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at CSG Consulting in Fort Recovery. 419-852-4049.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern. We have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Tuesday through Friday. On Tuesdays, it's meatloaf, twice-baked potato, green beans, peaches, and a roll. Wednesday, it's our famous three-piece chicken dinner with mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, pudding, and a roll. Thursday, you can get tenderloin, fries, and applesauce. On Friday, we have our half-pound cheeseburgers, fries, and slaw. Fast, delicious, home-cooked lunch specials Tuesday through Friday at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will host National Trail. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast that match live. On Friday, the boys will travel to Urbana to take on the Hill Climbers, and Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast that game with the Wayne Street Market pregame show starting at 6:40. Get out to all the games this year to help support our volleyball and football teams. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Sports Talk, Bubba and B.
All team and Coach Niekamp and Indians had a home game versus Wayne Trace Raiders. We talked pregame, and I was talking to the coaches on both sides, and they knew this was going to be an even match. And Brett felt good about, last year we kind of won the game in the trenches. And
yeah.
And Riley Heiser went crazy.
Had a great game, yeah.
Rushed for about 300 yards. And this game was a little bit of the opposite. I think that they were stronger up front than what we thought. If a certain quarterback don't get hurt, we win that game.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I'm sure that you don't worry. You can't talk about that kind of stuff.
No, that's football.
What if? But the
stuff
Indians
happens.
Fall a little short, 18-14, and I seen a lot of positives.
Got some things to work on, I'm sure. And I think we are young at line, aren't we?
Yeah, very young.
Yeah,
we only got kinda... Bo 10, and Bo got hurt.
Yeah.
And I don't know what Bo's status. He was out for a while, and we need Bo.
Yeah, absolutely.
We need Bo.
He's kind of our anchor.
Yeah, he is. And we need our quarterback. And Cale, first half, they come down, take it right down, and march it right down our throuts and score, and we're down 6-0, and we do a nice job stopping a two-point conversion.
Yeah.
We come and answer, hell of a drive. I'm trying to think of how we scored our first touchdown. Was it Reese Guggenbiller?
I think so.
I think it was.
That's right.
No, he scored a touchdown. So we go into half up 8-6, or 7-6.
7-6,
Field goal kicker, Owen Kanamke, hell of a job.
No problem.
No. First play from scrimmage of the third quarter is just absolutely beautiful. Cale Rammel to Troy Homan from 64 yards out. And you can't throw a prettier ball, and Troy just had it right on
right
stride.
Right.
Indians are up 14-8, extra point, but Kanapke's good. So then Wayne Trace comes down, makes a nice drive, and Cale Rammel picks him off in the end zone.
Ooh, big.
So, yeah, and then we drive it back down, and then the injury hits, Yeah. And I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either. Yeah. I'm in the process of listening to it to make sure everything's going like it should. And
was he rolling out?
So he was out one play before you noticed it.
Okay. Yeah.
I just saw that, and I went back and watched the three plays before, and I didn't see anything. But he did get hurt, and it's
Punctured lung or collapsed lung or
partially
something,
partially punctured lung and either bruised or cracked ribs. I can't remember
which. Yeah, we originally thought it was a rib deal.
Because I heard you say something about putting ice on up under his jersey. Yeah.
And then Campy text after the game says, he says they're actually thinking about taking him to Dayton because I think he has a collapsed lung, a precautionary measure.
Yeah.
Well, then I texted him to see how he was feeling on Saturday, and he said, I'm very sore. Mm-hmm. But I didn't have to go to Dayton and home resting and you're a great kid.
Yeah,
I don't give a crap how good a quarterback he is.
Yeah, he's great.
You don't want to shout on anybody. And
And
you know, it was a typical early game in the MAC, hot, cramping wide open.
Everybody's
cramping.
Yep.
Because I think they were working on Owen a couple of plays before I paused it here, and I think he was a fourth or fifth one that they paused the game for to get the cramps out.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we haven't heard anything about this week's status then.
No, but I heard he's out 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, Troy Homan said optimistically 2 to 3, but probably not. So, okay. And I haven't gotten there yet, but I believe somebody said that you said let him rest the whole rest of the season.
Well, I mean, he's a gamer. He wants to play. And I want him to play, too.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
Yes.
And that's what, but, you know, you're just thinking, you know, for basketball, you don't want, you know, our chances of getting, you know.
Yep.
But
we're selfish for basketball.
Kid, the kid wants to, you know, and he's a hell of a quarterback.
Well, you want he knows he's a big part of that team. And, and you don't want to let your teammates down. You want to play.
And them's his buddies.
Right.
He's played with them guys for 12 years.
Those guys have been working their butts off for a long time.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, so. Hope he's going to be fine and come back strong. And
you know, I really like some parts of our team. I think we're very skilled. I love that Hartnagel kid will knock your head off.
Yeah.
That tailback.
Yeah.
We just got to give him some room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we have a very young line, and they got dominated early. And Hartnagel never had a chance to
get a hole,
break into that second. Yeah. And when he did, 8-9 yards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's a hard-nosed kid, and he ain't going to run out of bounds. I'll tell you that.
No, he's tough.
Yeah,
no.
I heard you say that twice during the game so far.
He will not run out of bounds.
That's awesome.
You know, and I know he is not going to back
away. He'll take you on, won't he?
Absolutely. I love that kid.
See if he can get an extra 2 yards.
And I really love our wide receivers. Guggenbiller and Troy and
Riggs.
Riggs Toby is a football player.
Pretty good player, yeah.
You know, so you got...
We're
going to be able to move it.
Yeah,
no doubt about it.
Yep.
But you know, we got a young line. We got Bo 10, but then we got all new guys in there. And there's some kids that I really stepped up, played well. I thought the Wendell boy, is it Reese Wendell?
Reese.
Freshman?
Freshman. Yeah.
We called his name a lot.
Yes, you did.
He's a stud.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask you what you thought about him.
I really like that kid.
He's a stud. Yes. I watched him. He played with Caden last year, you know, in eighth grade. He's unstoppable. I mean, if he's down on a JV right now, he'd get tons of touchdowns. He would dominate down
My understanding
kid is
was that,
that
he that, that's Terry. Terry.
Is that Terry?
That's Terry.
My understanding was he was originally going to play mostly JV and varsity some.
Yeah.
But with Chase hurt, he had to move up take a spot, and he may go back down to JV, but he's already told us how good he is.
I was going to say once he starts doing good stuff, it's hard to turn him back down. But.
And, you know, he did really well at every position that he, you know, on offense, defense, he was good.
There was a Martinez kid that a guy's name called quite a bit.
I remember him last year.
A lineman, and I like him. And then there's a...
I remember when he was a freshman.
And Joe, I don't have a roster. Do you have a roster?
Somewhere. I'll go grab it. But, Joe Bruns was talking about him his freshman year. He came in and made a play as a freshman, and Joe said, I like that kid. I have him in class, and he is going to be a football player, and he's going to be a very special person.
Good.
I'll go grab your roster here.
Well, I'm just trying to think of some of the kids that I didn't bring anything with me, but there's another kid that's got a Kai Kala.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He's another kid we called
lot.
His name a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I went up Monday. We came back and I went to the JV, and the JV has now their line's pretty good.
Yeah.
And there's a couple kids. Actually, my neighbor,
thank you, Bub,
Aiden Brunswick, he was 20 yards down the field mowing people over.
Is that right?
He was getting excited, you know, and I was kind of fired up about it. I know they've got three or four pretty good sized kids down there, but they're freshmen. You know, it's hard to jump in that line, I think,
yeah,
as a freshman and go up there and start pushing seniors around. It just ain't going to happen.
Yeah. But we're young, but we do have my favorite player to ever play Fort Recovery is on this team. I got to find him now, but he's the most awesome kid I ever seen. Come on, where's he at? It's a Seifring boy. AJ Seifring.
AJ, yeah.
4'11", 108 pounds. He's a tough little crapper.
Yeah. Oh, I agree.
Yeah. But y'all see him out there standing by Kale.
Oh, I bet that's something.
Awesome looking. Yeah.
Where is he? Freshman?
Freshman. Yeah. He's a beautiful kid. Beautiful kid. So,
do we know who his parents are?
I think they raised turkeys for us. I think it's
down at Bill's campground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike, him, brother's Mike. God dang it, I can't remember.
Yep. Don't.
But yeah, but yeah, great kid. Indians fall short 18-14.
Good game.
Tough loss. We win if we stay healthy in that game.
Yeah.
Friday night, Fee, we traveled to Urbana, and a team that we beat last year, so they're going to want a piece of us.
Absolutely.
And they beat West Jefferson.
Came right out of the game, won their first game.
Yeah, and they were young last year, so Indians will have their hands full going over there.
Yep, it'll be a tough one.
And I got to give a shout-out to the Greasy kid who come in at quarterback, Caden Greasy. Yeah.
Yep.
Caden Greasy is a tough kid.
He is a tough kid.
He's going to be just fine. And
yep.
And you know, he had a couple zingers in there, a couple passes that he really looked good back there. But his strength is running the ball. And I know Brent's, I'm sure he's working, you know, with the first team. And he probably didn't get many snaps, you know, preseason.
I'd say 95% of the reps went to Kale. Because that's who you're going to at least hang with for a while.
Sure. So it'll be interesting Friday night, Urbana, game be on Fort Cover Radio.
Yep.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Travel up there.
Always.
And look forward to it. Now, let's take a break, come right back. And you attended the JV game at Wayne Trace, so we'll talk about that.
Talk about it a little bit.
And we'll talk Indian volleyball, and the cross-country team had a really nice result at the MAC meet, or at Mercer County meet last night. And we had a winner, of course, the high camp kid won, and I think he's really special.
Yeah.
I think we had a girl who finished second.
Think so, yeah.
And our girls and boys both finished like third. So wonderful results when you consider who's all in that. And our cross country team looks real solid this year. So we're going to take a break, come right back. Our sponsor, Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Ever try to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Ball is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Wow. Are you in the mood to win some cold hard cash? The 4th annual Win on the Wall Bash will be held August 26th and 27th, and we are giving you a chance now for the pre-event 50-50 raffle. You need not be present to win. Five tickets cost just $20. Visit wowraffle.com to purchase. The winner will be drawn live on our pre-event show Thursday, August 25th at 7 p.m. live on Facebook, YouTube, and Wabash Television, Channel 70. Don't miss out on your opportunity to win. Get your 50-50 tickets today.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Bubba and Fee, and we talked about the boys' varsity football team on Friday night, and they traveled to Urbana on Saturday, or Friday.
Yep.
And Fee, you stopped up to Wayne Trace on Monday. And
I did.
And watched the JV team out, and they got a W.
Yeah, they did. They ended up, I think they won 14-6, I'm pretty sure. It was a great game. We got some nice kids down there on that JV. There's a nice freshman class, a good nucleus there that's going to be good coming up, I think. They had a Indian score. They led 7-6 going into the third quarter, and Wayne Trace drove it all the way down the field. It was about the 5-yard line and threw an out pass, and Brody Hart took it 100 yards the other way for a touchdown for the Indians.
Fired up,
and pretty much took the air out of Wayne Trace after that play. But there was a lot of kids in there. I really enjoyed watching. I think there's some nice players.
Who's the JV coach?
Actually, Andrew Stockler
and
and then Josh
Wendell.
Yes,
Josh Mullenkamp.
Or Mullenkamp.
You know, I love that about our staff. I love to see the young kids coming back and helping coach out.
Get in there, yeah.
You know, when you look at our staff with Speedy Shane and Toby and Darian Sheffer and Nick Vogel, and who is the other one down there? I miss him. He's been there a while. And then his staff this year with the kid who's a
Charlie Vasey.
And then Speedy and you know, I like that, and Josh and Andrew Stocker
and they did a nice job. They came down and we got a big pick by the Evers boy, and that pretty much put us in the victory. You know, they get to show the victory. Yeah. You can tell the coaches were pumped. You know, we got our first victory formation. That's pretty awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome to watch them kids.
Yeah, and then so they play Saturday at home.
Yes, Urbana's up here.
Right?
Yep.
Saturday
morning.
I think so.
More than likely, I don't have that right in front.
10 o'clock.
I read that. Yep. Yeah. So the JV goes to 1-0. Nice job.
Yep.
Junior high open ups tomorrow night. Right.
Tomorrow night. Yep. That's St. Henry's.
I think that's right.
Yeah, I think you play St. Henry.
Yep, August 25th, yep. St. Henry at home.
At home.
So, good luck to the football kids.
So you can run up and watch that, and then run to the gym and watch the volleyball.
Watch a little volleyball.
It's National Trail.
Volleyball and National Trail. We're going to talk a little bit about the volleyball team. And the Indians opened up last night at St. Mary's against a solid Rough Rider
club. They're always pretty good, I think.
They are, and they beat Coldwater at the spike off on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So you knew they was pretty good. And the Indians had a chance to win that first game, and when you're young and you don't make excuses, and I guarantee you, Travis is not going to sit here and say, you know, but you got to be able to finish that first game, you know, 23-20, and then lose that sucker was a heartbreaker.
That's a heartbreaker
and a momentum killer, and the volleyball's a game of momentum,
without a doubt.
And even with the 3 minutes or whatever it is between games. St. Mary's came right back out. You know, we like Bubba said, we were up 23-20, and we didn't score another point. They outscored us 4-1 the whole rest of the night.
Mm, think about
and
that.
And we were 2 points away from winning that.
Yep.
And had all the momentum, and just I sat there and thought about it. What happened? I didn't see one thing happen. Nobody got hurt. There wasn't any great play. It just. They got a point, and they worked and got another point. It was 23-22, then it's 23-23, then it's 24-23, then it's 25-23. And then I think they scored 6 points before we got one. The whole rest of the night.
Let the wind out of our sails.
That's a killer.
The whole rest of the night, it was almost exactly 4-1 the whole rest of the night.
Well,
we aren't that bad.
No. And when you got a team that, you know, you lose your seniors, you lose Witt, who was a stud in Grace, and them girls are good volleyball players.
Well,
when you lose those girls, you question, you know, until you get into that groove and you get a little confidence.
Yep, that's exactly
this
right.
team is good.
I think, too. I think last year we said the same thing. Travis sat here, you know, and I think it took Witten them a little bit.
Until
they got going, you know. They got in their groove, and then we ran off, I don't know how many wins in a row.
I mean, when you got Mara Pearson and Tegan and those girls like that,
they're athletes. They're great athletes.
Yeah, and our volleyball team is going to be just fine. And,
yep.
And I look for them to get a win tomorrow night at home with National Trail Game. It'll be on PG-14 simulcast, or
that is us.
Okay,
that
good. Who's doing it?
Well, I'm hoping that maybe.
We got a hoper. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Hey, at least you didn't wait till the last minute.
Yeah. Well, I've spoken to this young lady, and she may or may not decide to do it.
Okay.
But it will be the former coach colleague.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she'd be awesome.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, she'd be awesome, but she said, well, you probably noticed, but I'm about to have another baby.
That's what I said.
Well, do what you can. If you want to do it, I would really love to have you do it as many as you can. And Rob's going to do almost every game. There's two invitationals, so we're going to do six games plus invitationals. But some of those invitationals, when we're playing in different gyms back to back, we can't move all the equipment and get there. So we're going to do probably a game. Maybe two at each of those invitationals, but sometimes maybe only one. But
it really does. Like a guy like me and Fee, we couldn't do volleyball. You gotta know that game.
A little bit, yeah.
It may end up being
you
me.
Could,
and
you know a little bit because your kid played
a little. Yeah, because Kelsey.
My daughter sucked at volleyball,
but at least you watched it.
I did, but I don't know nothing about it.
I don't know the terms. I learned a lot.
I hope they're listening.
From Susie and
guys suck.
From Diana and Susie, I learned a lot. I learned terms, like it's not a smash or
Susie's
a kill.
Got a kid playing?
Yes, but she's going to watch.
Ooh.
She is. She's smart enough now that she knows she's. It's easier for her to watch than to to talk and keep score.
Yep. There is somebody out there who could do it.
Yep, and I'd love to.
We need somebody.
Hear
we got
from
him.
You.
You
just
got one?
Come up and.
Mm-hmm. What do you got?
Rocker. Volleyball Bond villain.
No. Not a good
the
V-man. Idea.
He could do it.
The V-man. Volleyball rocker.
He looks like he's sound asleep over there. Tired?
No, he's just in a daze because he's thinking about the volleyball girls.
Oh, yeah. He can't do volleyball.
No, he can't do volleyball.
You are out, rocker.
Yeah.
Can't do volleyball.
We'll be on probation. Double secret probation again.
Forever.
Yeah.
We'll be done.
For sale.
Yeah.
For Recovery Radio.
For sale.
Yeah, we'll take it down to the tractor and engine show and sell it.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. So the volleyball team now, they play National Trail tomorrow, and then they play Saturday too?
No.
Okay, just tomorrow.
Next game is Tuesday.
Jay County,
hosting Jay County.
Yeah, so.
Yep.
That'll be a good one, and let's hope the girls get back on the old winning track there tomorrow
good
night.
Luck, Travis.
Then they're at Parkway on Thursday.
Yeah, so chance to win some here. So
absolutely.
Let's give them hell, girls, and get back on the track. Let's take a break, come right back. We're going to talk a little cross-country. We're going to talk a little summer sports and what's going on in the world, and we'll be right back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, presented by
Wayne Street Market.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Miracle Lanes is now open Thursday through Sunday until the bowling season starts in September. They'll have all your favorites, and all you have to do is grab your phone and call them at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up. Or stop by and visit with Corey and Jared. The kids want pizza, but you want a tenderloin? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Pizza, wings, subs, one of their great sandwiches, fried goodies, get whatever you want. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their buffet with pizza, boneless wings, and salad bar. Miracle Lanes will be open at 3 on Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Call them at 375-4274.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Ah, nothing says fall better than the smell of chili in the air, the sound of horseshoes clanking iron, and the sight of young kids pedaling tractors down a dirt track. Of course, I'm talking about the St. Joe Homecoming Festival, held on September 9th through 11th on the grounds of St. Joseph Church, 1.5 miles northeast of Fort Recovery. It all kicks off on that Friday night with St. Joe's largest cornhole tournament and wraps up on that Sunday evening with the Friends of St. Joe Church raffle drawing. From kids' games to gambling, cake stands to live music, horseshoe tournaments to tractor pulls, and plenty of food and drinks, there's fun for the entire family at the St. Joe Festival September 9th through 11th. See the Church Bulletin or St. Joe Homecoming Festival Facebook page for all the details.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Back here, Sports Talk with my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
Hello, Bubba.
Who is a good guy. He is a really good guy.
Great guy.
Yeah, great guy. He's probably, when you talk about super fellas, he's one of them. You super. Talk about another guy sitting up here with a headset on.
Thanks, Bob.
No.
Oh.
I was thinking somebody else.
One more.
Introduce yourself, please.
Hi, Bubba.
Hello, Rocker.
The Rocker's in the house.
Hello, Rocker.
Hey, you're wearing a Jake David t-shirt.
Jake David?
Oh, that's awesome.
I like it.
I do, too.
I got one.
Jake Mullenkamp.
Yep.
Another season of Sports Talk, Insight. You can't go wrong,
We're
man.
Back.
Okay, yeah, we could have.
Eliminate, we could go wrong.
Eliminate Rocker would be nice.
No.
Huh?
No.
We want him here?
Yeah, he's here more often than Jack.
Yes,
he does have to be at the community club every third Wednesday of the month for the Pea Hearts drawing. But he's here more than Jack.
Not to mention the Christmas gala because who wears an earmuffs better than I do?
Yeah, good point. I'm glad you're back, buddy. Good to see you. Thanks for stopping back up. We talked a little bit about the Indian volleyball team, and the JV's also lost a heartbreaker. 3 games, 23-25, 7-25, and 14-25. So the Indians JV goes to 0-1 as well. And they're back in action tomorrow night versus National Trail. The cross-country team traveled to the Mercer County meet. That was at Coldwater. Hats off to Trevor Heikamp.
Trevor is a runner.
He wins the county with a time of 17:08. Folks, that kid there, he's
a real deal.
Yeah. Trevor's
I watch him run around town. He's like 8 miles ahead of everybody else.
Yeah.
He's never had any fun talking to anybody.
Don't even sweat.
He's going 100. He's way ahead of everybody. Yeah. I got nobody to
talk sweat
to.
More going
and
to
And that's
bathroom.
When he's warming up.
Yeah.
That's just when he's practicing.
He's just practicing. Yeah.
So congratulations, Trevor, on winning the county.
He's a sophomore, is that right?
I think he is a sophomore.
He could be.
Yeah.
He's not a senior. He might. That's right.
He's either sophomore or junior.
It seems like you've been running for 5 years already.
Yeah, that's
and he's
right.
either a sophomore or a junior. It just seems like he's been running for the last 10 years.
Yeah, he's going to be
pretty good.
One. Yeah. Parker Brunswick finishes 17th in the county. Nice job, Parker. Ethan Evers, 25th. Evan Evers, 30th. Caleb Rammel, 38th. Caden Marshall, 58th. Aiden Heikamp, 60th. Christian Marshall, 62nd. Congratulations to the guys. They finished fourth in the county.
Yeah.
And that's something to be proud of. Now, you look on the girls' side, the runner-up was Natalie Brunswick. Natalie is just an absolute great runner, beautiful girl. And,
yep.
And they got a nice team, that girls' team. And Caitlin Weitzel, who that'd be my neighbor's granddaughter, right? Bob Ports, would that be?
Yep, I think
Bobby's
so. I'm pretty sure it is. Yep.
She finishes 12th. Ellie Will finishes 13th. Jenna Hart, 14th. Alexis Wendell, 15th. Anna Reisner, 20th. So they got a lot of girls there right in that area.
Yep.
Megan Diller, 29th. Madison Heike. Megan Diller's probably, would that be the coach's daughter?
Probably. Almost for sure.
Probably
believe it is.
I would
believe
say it is, too. Madison Heikamp, 35th. Joel Kalp. And we had a little email text from the mayor who said, He really missed us, and he enjoys
listening.
Glad to
hear us back on the air again.
He said he really loved listening to Sports Talk and me and Feast.
Yep.
Music to his ears.
Yep.
And is that what he
never
really
misses
said?
A second.
He said, put Jack and Larry back on.
Put Larry
you guys
back
suck.
On. You guys suck.
Now, the
I was
mayor.
Thinking that was maybe
mayor
what was
shouldn't
said.
Be doing that.
The mayor cannot do that.
Well,
I ain't voting for him.
Plus,
nope, he's out. You
plus,
out?
Plus, you helped him out last night or last Friday.
Yes.
And Harold helps him out most of the other weeks.
Yeah, that's
and he's,
right.
And he's kicking you in the teeth. That just doesn't seem right.
It ain't right.
Ain't right.
I agree
it ain't
with
right.
you.
You're right, Neil.
Megan Weinzel finishes 50th, and Kylie Deuce finishes 52nd. Congratulations to the girls' cross-country team as they finished third in the county.
Good job, girls.
Nice job. And did they go state last year?
I believe they did.
In cross-country, I'm pretty sure they did.
I'm pretty sure they did, yeah. Yeah.
Had the Will girl, I believe.
Yeah.
And
yep.
There's, so that, it's just no. It's hard to watch cross country because how are you going to do that unless you have a drone?
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty
tough
that's
to
right.
do.
Or
yeah,
a helicopter right. and follow them around.
You get to watch them for yeah. about 12 seconds when they run by you,
and they run by again in about yeah. 10 minutes. But
so then
yeah,
and the county meet is a big you know that's a, and then the junior high ran last night. And
yep.
The junior high boys and girls both finished fourth. But congratulations, McKenna Hillscamp. McKenna won the girls'
She's
junior
good.
High.
She's really good.
Yeah.
Too,
she now she finished. Now listen, she finished in 12 minutes and 44 seconds, and Riley Heikamp finished the sixth in 14. So she beat the sixth place by 2.5 minutes. So I'd say McKenna's pretty good.
It's not too bad.
Real
yeah.
good.
She's
yeah.
doing okay.
Yeah, I would
wow.
say that's pretty impressive. Courtney Klinke finishes 13th. Jasmine Welling finishes 37th. Madeline Reinhardt, 41st. On the boys' side, Reese Diller comes in second. Nice job, Reese.
Mm-hmm.
1208, Milo Feely. Now, that is a great name.
That is a great name.
I like it. Is that my neighbor? Is that Eric's?
That's Eric's, I believe.
At Milo, nice job, finishes 12th. Russell Hart, 14th. Evan Diller finishes 27th. I would say that that's also the coach.
Yep.
Yep.
Chase Feely, a lot of Feely boys.
All right. Running boys.
And Mason Laux finishes 31st. That's probably Chief Sutt, I would say. I think I see him
yeah,
run.
Yeah.
Could be.
So congratulations. So nice job by our cross country team. And it's good to see those girls and
it
boys.
It could also be Home Idea Center. Can't think of his name.
Oh, Travis?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Travis. Could
yeah,
be his.
Could be.
But,
yeah. That's exactly
more than
right.
likely it's that family, but yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And then the girls' golf team got a win last night, beat the Crestview Knights, and congratulations, Ava Collig, on the match medalist. And,
that a girl.
And Ava did a nice job. Ava, I'm not 100% sure, but I think it might be Ava's first time playing varsity. I don't know if she played last year.
I think she played volleyball last year.
I think
year.
She did, too. So
you might be right.
So looking
sure
at the scores,
right.
It looks like Bryn Stahman with a 59, Emma Will, 54. I think it's Ella Weskertus with a 55, Olivia Kanamke, 58, Eva?
What's the last name?
Eva Collig, of course, the match minister with the 49. And Georgia winning with a 62. And congratulations to the girls getting a win over the
big
Crestview
win.
Knights.
The Knights.
It's nice to see
any
the girls.
Any Knights last names that we would recognize?
You know what? Let's check her out, Spencey.
Because there's a lot of times we see one of those that we go, oh, yeah, that's probably.
It's a Crestview name.
Well, we've been playing Crestview ever since Chuck Etzler was the.
They just got the first name. Liz, Maddie, Cameron, Ashley.
Oh, we don't know.
Okay, yeah, we don't know that.
Yeah, so we,
if they
we
had
maybe,
last names, we might get
yeah.
them, but, yeah.
Yeah, junior high volleyball, the eighth grade wins against Versailles, 25-18, 26-24. Nice job.
Good job.
Eighth grade girls and the seventh grade girls lose in 3 to
battle.
25-10, 25-23, and 25-21. I love that seventh grade girls. They got a lot of tall kids in there. They're going to be really good volleyball players.
Yep.
And eighth grade's good, too.
Keep on working.
Absolutely. Nice job. Fort Recovery boys played St. John's, and St. John's is probably favored to win the MAC, and they played over at Portland, and Isaac Lefevre continues to play well. Isaac's going to be one hell of a golfer.
Isaac is.
Isaac with 40. Eli Leonards comes in 47. Nate Judy, happy birthday, Nate.
Nate just had a birthday.
Yeah, man. I think I seen him on Facebook, so happy birthday, Nate. She's 48. Alex Dews, 52. Keegan Mullenkamp, 52. And Reese Lefevre with a 52. The boys get beat 159 to 189. So,
It's a pretty good team.
Yeah, good team, and our golf team is really young. So, so they're going to have a lot of success.
Yeah, because Eli and Isaac seem to have been going back and forth with.
Yeah, with, Greg's younger one's going to be good too.
With Reese, yeah, but with whoever's leading the team with Eli Leonards and Isaac.
And it looks like the JV won, beat Delvin St. John's, and Garrett Diller 61. Kyle Huntsman 63 for the Indians, and they end up winning. So congratulations to the JVs.
Good job, boys.
They get a win.
Garrett Diller, is he helping you out?
He is.
I was thinking that was
How's he doing? Pretty good.
Playing golf.
Yeah, playing golf. Come on there, bub.
So your used cars are dirty.
I know.
Yeah, I wish I had some.
Could have him clean the dirt off.
I don't know.
Much like his dad.
Yeah, that's right. So out there listening, if you want all your Fort Recovery stats, on Twitter, follow Fort Recovery Athletes. Also, I think you, Fort Recovery Athletics on Twitter or Facebook. Mm-hmm. And Holly is fabulous with her
putting stuff on
her social media. Yeah. So that's a good follow, folks. And make sure you do that. And you can catch all the scores. Holly does a wonderful job doing that. So we appreciate that. And
absolutely.
We will be, we'll be following that all fall. And,
yep.
Yeah, you know what?
Fall Bring sports, on. We're on.
Fall sports is on, and
we're ready to go.
We'll be talking sports rest way. We'll talk next Wednesday. We've got Brent up.
Yep.
Then we'll get Holly in here, and then we'll get the other coaches. And I always like fall sports. And the only thing bad about fall sports?
What do you got?
Winter ain't too far away.
Yep.
Yeah, that always stays.
I don't like that.
I don't like it.
August about done.
And sometimes on football games, we get to sit outside.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes it's 70 degrees with a nice little breeze, and sometimes it's 30 degrees,
with a big little breeze.
20-mile-an-hour wind blowing ice in our face.
Yeah, so I'm sitting up there, and I got there early Friday night. I probably got there at 6:15 or something. I'm out there on the field. Talking to Brent about, you know, what's going on. And Brent said, one thing you got to announce, and you know, he's being real serious, he said, is that I beat my dad golfing today, 91-95. First time I've ever beaten him in my life. So Brent, even though we lost.
He got a win that day.
He did get a win against his dad. And,
right.
And Mudboat.
That's some big bragging.
Pat, that's not very good. So, but we did get a win in the booster in the Fort Carey football outing. So, Mudboat did get that trophy.
Yep, he got that win.
Yeah. Hey, we won that.
Cheated.
What do you mean?
Well, you loaded.
Senior team.
I don't think that's called cheating. I think it's called creative scoring.
Thank you, Neil.
Yes, it was.
Drafting well.
So, did you play well in that, Bubba?
We did. We played great.
Good.
Yeah.
I've been with.
I absolutely didn't. I mean, I made a couple putts, which is all I can do. And
yep. I remember golfing one time with Mudboat. I think he was A. Randy Diller was B. I was C or D, and we had Wad Doobie as our E, F, or G golfer. He made 3 putts that were longer than his drive on that hole.
Really?
Yes. I remember one. Mudboat says. Yeah, and he and Randy looked at it. I said, "You think here?" Yeah, Mudboat says, "Just hit it
right here.
Aim for right there."
What did he put it right there?
And a 35-foot putt.
And, I'll bet he loved that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I do. Oh, God, I love it. But I swear he made 3 long putts for us.
You know, there was a time there for a couple of years where Doobie played quite a bit of golf.
I mean, play some golf. Yeah,
he enjoyed going out there and golfing. And
well, it was after that then.
Yeah,
because he had 3 of them where he didn't hit it from here to the wall.
Oh, he sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. He was. And but he did. He enjoyed it.
I thought that I was going to get Steiny on this one because one of the par 5s, Wad Doobie swung, hit the tee, and the ball dropped and rolled 3 inches forward. I said, I saw the shortest drive ever. Steiny says, no, you didn't. I hit one, and it rolled 6 feet backwards.
Behind?
He hit the tee.
The greatest shot.
He hit the tee without hitting the ball and rolled 6 feet backwards.
The greatest shot in Fort Recovery Open history. You know it? You remember it? Number 10 tee at the Mercer County Elks. Chuck Hine. God rest his soul. He's up, and I don't know who's on our team. And Chuck took a big swing at it, the big shepherd, and the ball went right between his legs and rolled all, and it went about 20 yards and hit the outhouse at number 10 and laughed. I never seen Chuck, and the tears were rolling. I couldn't breathe. You know how you get breathing so hard?
Oh, yeah. He when you get it. Laughing, you can't.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Sucking air. I miss that guy.
That was funny.
That was unbelievable.
That had to be a really good one. Yeah. I wish I'd have seen that one.
Oh, I wish we could have videotaped that, because that was a classic shot. The Big Shepherd.
Before he carry over.
Yeah, that's
one of the greatest, too. And I think he was on your team, possibly.
Carl Adams.
I remember Carl Adams.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
He did golf,
a long time
he?
Ago, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I forgot about that.
But this was a playoff at Geneva.
Oh, yeah.
12-hole Freddie Schmitz.
Yep.
He's got a stogie in his mouth, hits that thing, line drive, skip, onto the green about this far away.
He wins
the playoff.
Freddie skipped her over.
I'm sure that I saw that.
And there's 100 guys there watching.
Yeah. You know, it was the greatest. Everybody's watching.
Yeah. I'm sure I was standing
had a big stogie in his mouth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Never moved a stogie.
Skip.
And he probably didn't even smile. He just.
Oh, he was proud
of
the peacock.
He was laughing.
Yeah, he was proud as a peacock on that. That was.
He's got to know how to play it, boys.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Love
it. That is Fast Freddy.
Brent had a wonderful turnout, too. I think he had 20 or 29 teams.
Great. Yeah, great
and
turn.
Kudos to Doc Carr and the staff at Portland Country Club. Did a great job.
Taking care of everybody.
Yeah. Yep. And you know, we have Kirby on here and talk about the Elks.
Yep.
And you know, and that's kind of our home course. Doc did a hell of a job, and that golf course has improved 100%.
It's getting better. It's much better. Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, we
that first year, that was it drought or flood? I can't remember what they started off
I
with.
I think both.
I think they might have had both.
And then the next year was COVID.
Yeah.
They started off with about as bad a luck as you
couldn't
could
get
possibly
much luck
have.
Yeah. They weren't very good luck.
Yeah. So Doc, you should be proud of that, buddy. You got her going in the right direction. Great job. So yeah, we had a lot of fun there on a couple Saturdays ago and raising money for the football program and a lot of neat auction items, and my God, we had fun. And they had and Brent's got some really awesome friends.
Yeah.
And you know, when you got Clark May, Chris Ramel, and those guys, who really support it. And they brought some auction items in. And one of the neat auction items, I don't know if it was Crusher who brought them, was a John Deere beer sign.
Yeah.
And you knew that sucker was going for a lot of money. And it was really neat, you know, and Michael Garkey wanted to buy it for his dad.
I was going
to
say, I can't imagine Michael not letting it get away.
And as that bidding kept going up, and then it's 300, 400, 500, 600, 700. And everybody's on Michael, and somebody bid 705. And Michael, you know, they're all smoke drunk. You know, they're just, come on, Michael. And everybody's screaming at Michael, 706. And he got it for his dad. $706. And that's wonderful. You know?
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That really is. That's,
Yeah, but that was fun auction. We had a lot of fun. And the auctioneer that night, Johan couldn't make it. Johan was in Boston or kind of wherever. Yeah, he travels the world.
Yeah, he's world traveling.
He's unbelievable. Will Homan was the auctioneer.
Willie?
Yeah.
Willie's awesome.
Yeah, he did great, and he was hammered, and he was loud, and he was awesome. and we had a lot of fun. So Brent's got a lot of good guys involved there, and we talked about his young coaching staff and those guys getting involved. And Fort Carr football is going to be just fine, folks. You know, Brent talked about, you know, and people don't realize, but the last 8 years, we've won 10 playoff games. And
yeah, I remember you saying that in the pregame thing. And that wouldn't register with you.
Yeah.
That doesn't. Right. You're going.
Think about our first few years. We never even sniffed the playoffs.
Yeah, that's right.
But it was so hard to get in, too.
Yeah.
And they've made it easier, but still, you know, the first year we got in was the day after Fort Recovery Radio got on the air.
Yeah.
And that was the first year, and then was it the second year? Second year, I guess we went pretty far, and then the next year we won the state. Fort Recovery Radio hit it at the right time
and you made a lot of money.
$10 million. I've given it most of it away, but
that
anyway,
that's what we're here
but like that spring, the baseball team just they were awesome, and the following years. Awesome. So hit it at the right time. Because I'm thinking, you know, we're going to do basketball and then some other sports. Well, the other sports kind of turned into something pretty darn good. Like with this past spring was the first time we have not done the state track meet since we started.
We're always there. Yeah, I was gonna say.
Greg LaFever wanted to do. So can we do the state track meet with when Isaac was a freshman? Isaac was a freshman.
Yeah,
and had Wes Winning and Caleb Martin and I think Speedy was there and maybe Tanner Cook. Somebody.
Yeah.
There's five guys. Then they did two of the relay events, and. So we went up there and we did that, and I asked for permission like I always do to do radio, and the guy said, "Well, I guess you can. We've never had anybody do radio."
Yeah, never heard of it.
Yeah,
and so I was surprised I didn't get an email from him this year. Where in the hell are you?
You guys at? Absolutely,
it's the first time we haven't been there.
You know, we talk about the Friday night the game and Calpe's. Calpe, you know, he knows a little bit about everything, but not a lot about everything.
Yeah,
you know, if you ask him,
he's
Mr. Brilliant. He ain't fooling us.
Yeah, we're not buying it.
So it's okay. The first quarter, right?
Yeah.
And Wayne Trace scores, and we're driving. And Calpe, I think it was Riggs Tober, somebody called ball, and Calpe said, "Pass midfield to the 53-yard line."
Yes. Yeah.
I looked at him and I said, "The 53-yard
line.
53-yard line." He goes, "I just wanted to see if he was listening." And we got the giggling.
Yeah. And you guys did it a little later in the third quarter, I just heard, too.
Yeah.
And like when we had the Mercer County Cougars, and I was doing the announcing, Yakko was doing stuff, and Rocker was helping up there, too. I used to do that on purpose just to see if anybody would turn around and look at us, and nobody ever did.
I do
it once or twice a game. I'd say, if they get this, I'm going to say the 51 or 2 or 3 or 4 yard line, and nobody ever turned around and even looked at us.
The mayor's pretty good at what he does. He keeps you in line. He's pretty solid.
Yeah.
So Friday night, tomorrow night, we have the girls.
Yep.
Volleyball, National Trail at home. Get up there and watch the Indians. Root them on. And then
junior high, is it home?
Junior high is
football,
it?
Yeah.
Football. St. Henry, correct?
St. Henry's who they play.
Yep.
And then Friday, Indians travel to Urbana to take on the Hilltoppers, Hill Climbers. And who's doing that?
Well, I haven't heard anybody say that.
I thought Calpe says wow on Friday night.
Who?
Oh,
I don't know.
Can I count on you guys to figure out who's going to do it?
We'll take a look.
You and Fee, and
we'll figure something out.
Yep,
we'll get something figured out.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a terrible football announcer.
Now
in the air conditioned booth with Holly.
Yep.
Holly Gann. refrigerator of waters.
Yep.
Gatorades.
Yep.
Candy dish up there.
Yeah, she's nice. Got candy bars. She has candy bars
at one
and all kinds of other stuff.
Eat.
Yeah, that's why everybody wants to do our games.
Bags of chips.
And you bring pizza in.
Yeah.
Toby's carryout. Tremendous pizza.
They always bring in pizza.
Yeah,
in.
You can't get a pizza at the scores table during basketball.
Yeah, Fee Tex, how come we don't get nothing at the scores table?
Scores table.
We got to work on something.
We can't get a sniff of anything.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah.
Half a bag of popcorn.
Give me a candy bar.
We don't get popcorn. We get nothing.
No popcorn. We get nothing.
We can't even find a pencil half the time.
No, can't get a pencil.
I got a pencil.
No, what do you need a pencil?
You got to announce and hold the wires in. So the scoreboard don't run.
We're holding the wires. It's the damnest thing I've ever seen. No, I wouldn't trade it for nothing. Cale Ramel just texted me. He said he's hoping to be back for Minster Week 4.
Perfect.
Ooh, that's good.
That would be good.
Cale, we'd like to see that, buddy.
Yeah,
that
would be good.
Says he's doing healed better, fast. Still sore. So
week two is Urbana. Week three is Coldwater. So
week
next
four would be Minster.
Yep. And if he doesn't make that, if he's there in the next one or the next one, that's still pretty good. If he
the MAC flexed its muscles on Friday night, Marion Local beats Walpaugh.
Yeah,
Walpaugh's really good.
They're good.
I think early that was close, wasn't it?
It was 7-7 till Marion scored two late touchdowns.
Yeah.
Coldwater destroyed Kenton.
Yeah. Kenton got
they had a great rivalry there about 10 years ago. But
Kenton. Oh, and Matty Mock and Walkbush
was
there.
Man,
and
that was
always a good
great
game.
Game.
About 68-54.
55, like that. Yeah. That was a great game.
Yeah, that was always a shootout. And Coldwater, again, is loaded. Marion Local's loaded. The team that I think is New Bremen Cardinals, who beat the crap out of Bath.
Yeah.
And then the Versailles Tigers just put a thumping on the line of Bulldogs, and Bulldogs are supposed to be pretty good.
It's supposed to be too bad.
I heard somebody over at the MD tournament Wednesday or Thursday, maybe even Friday before the game, saying, you know, Salina's a pretty good team this year.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
They're not Mac good.
Right. And then the Coldwater spike off, that thing is loaded.
Yeah.
And Versailles wins that, beats St. Henry.
They won that.
And there's three for recovery girls. Jackie Briscoe's got two daughters out there.
Yeah.
Jeannie Keller, Baumholt.
Oh, yeah.
Daughter is phenomenal.
Tremendous.
Yeah, she's phenomenal.
Yeah.
She just absolutely crushes a ball. And Jeannie was good.
Jeannie was a good athlete.
I was going to say that.
Good
athlete.
Yeah.
You kind of think about that and go, yeah, that sounds about right.
I can see that happening.
So we got a couple girls from kind of got a root for them.
Got some roots.
We ain't playing them.
Yeah.
Hell, mine.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Why not root for four?
Oh, absolutely.
Kids?
Yeah.
So it looks like Versailles got a nice volleyball team. St. Henry, of course, is going to be really good.
And who else was Friday Bremen, night
sure
football?
Bremen's gonna be good.
There was somebody else Friday night football that just St. Henry over
Covington.
Us but Covington's four. Been down.
Us
the last
four beat
years.
Covington.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah, it used to be Covington.
Yeah,
Covington beat everybody. Yep. I think I looked at their record the last several years, and they're well below 500.
Yeah, we
the last two or three years.
Yep. They got a turf field.
Covington?
Yeah, nice one.
Nice.
Where'd that come from?
They're one of the first ones to have it. No kidding. Covington, beautiful.
Somebody had to pay for that.
Yeah.
Studebakers.
Who in the world would have?
Studebakers.
Weren't they tremendous or something? Studebaker boys down here.
Studebakers.
Yeah, but they wouldn't have made pro money, would they, to go?
No, but their dad's probably loaded.
Yeah. Never know.
Well, declare him loaded.
Maybe if you would give some money to the. We could get new turf.
Maybe. RR Turfy.
Maybe. Or Big Fee.
Turfy.
Yeah.
Hastings FRR. Ooh, I like it.
Turf Field. But if I had won the $1.3 billion,
yes,
the entire
new complex,
it would be domed.
Yep,
we're domed.
Every field in the league would be domed for football and baseball.
That's beautiful.
Yep,
that's a great gift.
Yep, but I haven't won yet, so
yeah, get on that.
Odds are against.
What am I going to do with my WOW winnings?
Get on that. Ooh, wow, that's going to be big.
Well, you can go out and get some shooting lessons because you're probably going to
win a gun. If I win a gun, I've never had a gun. I only shot one once in my life.
Yeah.
Yep. Killed some.
I wouldn't mind winning a gun.
Killed a guy in a card game, but yeah.
Yeah.
Shot one once.
You ever shot a gun, Rocker?
No.
Nope.
No, you're out too. Fee, ever shot a gun?
Yeah.
I don't lie. Don't act like you're cool.
No. Can you ever imagine me?
You used to shoot groundhogs with me, didn't you? Remember we used to
I think we. I never shot because I was scared. I was crying. Hate guns. Still
Call
do.
Boom. You're 28 at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. My dad owned a rifle, and my uncle had it at his house, and I shot it some.
Yeah.
I have it in my house somewhere now. Yeah. I don't know where it is, but I'm pretty sure the bullets are in the desk drawer.
Nice. Perfect.
Gun is somewhere.
Yeah. If I tell somebody, like, I'm from Fort Covey and I've never shot a gun, like, there'd be, like, 15 people outside calling me the biggest wimp ever.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
You don't shoot a gun? What are you? I go outside last time, sit on the patio. Colt Greaseup, who I love, greatest neighbors ever. He's got his...
Where does he live?
Ed Kaiser's old house.
Oh, okay. Yep. I knew that.
He's walking over and he shoots bow and arrow behind Gene and Barb's. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So he's going outside. He's got two backpack fanny packs on. He's got a deer fake. He's going out there. He's going to shoot. I want to go out and shoot it. I want to go out with him. I think it'd be neat.
Yeah, that would be. That would be pretty cool. Yeah.
I think I could be good at it.
You could, yeah.
Maybe not.
You might have to practice some.
Maybe not.
I think you could be good at it. I don't know why you wouldn't
be. I'll shoot you.
Rock Racine. He's not feeling it.
Now, was it a crossbow? Was it one of those big?
Today. You look good.
Thank you. It's gonna be
your the burns down. Though. You got a little Elvis going.
Well, why wouldn't he?
He's a little king.
That's tribute to his dad, who would do a tribute to Elvis.
Yeah, very good.
Your dad had sideburns?
I don't know if he
not this big.
They're big.
But his dad loved Elvis, and that's a tribute.
That was a snowfly.
That's my story. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's my story on that.
Here's Mr. Little Sister over here.
Did that a couple times.
Little Sister.
Did that with Carrie a couple times.
Did you?
Yeah. Drunk.
Remember Bob McVeigh?
Bobby McVeigh, who's that?
Yeah, Elvis impersonator.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Kathleen Fowler still
loves him.
Yeah, she was always there an hour before. Bob McVeigh.
Oh, yeah.
Bobby McVeigh.
Bill always had him.
Yeah. He'd throw out the scarves. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. It was awesome.
He did.
Bob, Kathleen and Bob Ports' mom.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
She was always there.
Yeah, I can't even think of her name now.
Maxine.
Yeah. I had the Ean, but I didn't have the Max.
Yep.
Yeah, they love
Bob McVeigh. We are still in the era, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, why?
Well, that's Skippy, why we're talking through the microphones.
Well, Skippy took off his headphones. I just figured
I didn't have them on.
Haven't had them on the second segment, but that's.
I don't like listening to you guys, really.
Huh?
I don't like listening to
it. Pass on.
What else we got? Anything else?
I don't know. Buckeyes, 10 days away.
Ooh, Notre Dame.
That's going to be a biggie.
Don't rock
her. Irish going down.
I think they're both in the top five.
They are. It is going to be a war.
It'll be a good one.
And that is at Columbus, correct?
It is. We're going to make a friendly wager. Loser does sports talk naked the following Wednesday.
I'm out.
You in or out?
I'm out sick that day.
I'm out sick.
If I'm not sick before that, I will be out.
My challenge.
Neil's out on that one.
Hey.
You have to call
the loser has to sit here in his underwear.
Sit in his underwear.
You don't wear underwear, do you?
Commander.
He can get him some, but there ain't anybody going to be here but you two. There ain't anybody else going to be here. Unless you can talk Chuck into coming in. I'm not going
to
tell him what's going on.
Are you accepting this bet or not?
No, please don't.
The challenge is on.
Sitting in your underwear?
We're going to do sports
underwear broadcasting.
What if Notre Dame wins?
I'm in my underwear.
Underwear?
Well,
I don't know. I'm in my underwear right now, but
I got like 7 pair of underwear, and 4 of them got fart stains that you can't get out.
Huh.
I mean,
skid marks.
Maybe there's a reason why you buy brown underwear.
I should get colored. I should need underwear the color of your shirt.
Yeah. Black or brown? Why wouldn't you get black and brown underwear?
Jody, I'm going to tell Jody that. Give me some colored underwear.
Gotta have some colored underwear.
Yeah, I used to tell people back when colored underwear was starting to come in. Yeah, I got the designer underwear.
Yeah.
Brown in the back, yellow in the front.
I was playing golf in Michigan last week, and I had the walking farts.
Ooh.
Where I didn't know it. I'm at that age now.
Falls out.
Yeah.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
What hit my shoe? Lumps.
What in the hell is going on? It's getting old stuff. I'm out.
It ain't good. It ain't good.
It's bad.
When pooplings start bouncing off of your shoe.
Yeah.
Pooplings.
That's a thing now.
That's a thing.
Pooplings. That's a little poop.
What else you got? You got anything else?
Hey, my wife and I, 35-year anniversary.
Oh, my goodness gracious. 35 years of marital bliss.
Still with my
children. So you got married when you were 10.
10 years old.
So you guys went away this weekend.
Yeah, we went up to Michigan, Grand Haven.
You were in Michigan. You said this golf.
We passed him on the way up.
Yeah.
Gave him the finger.
He was coming in. We were going up.
I threw a tomato at him.
Tomato shot. I ate it.
Going about 90 on 69. Yeah. Whoa, congratulations.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Did you guys have a few cocktails celebrate?
A lot of cocktails. I heard a great 80s band up there.
I seen your Snapchat. They were great.
They were unbelievable how good they were.
Yeah. Yeah. I love a good.
And I like hearing a good band like that.
I do too. And we got great bands for the WOW.
We do.
Oh, yeah.
Caitlin Schmidt on Friday night is going to be great.
Yep, she'll be great.
Yep.
And Larry Brown on Saturday at noon. They played, I think he said they played up somewhere north.
Vermilion.
Yeah. On just 10 days ago, on the 15th. So.
How about you, anything to add?
If
You got any honest daters or anything?
You're like this. Sly Stallone is getting divorced.
Sly.
You know why?
Why?
Because apparently he painted over his wife's face on a tattoo with a dog.
Whoops.
Really?
Hey, if he liked the dog, I don't see
who's he married to? Bridget? Something?
No.
He used to be.
She's a hot gal. Was.
Huh. Wonder
Bridget Nielsen?
Bridget Nielsen. That's
one. No, he was never married to her.
Yeah, he was.
No, he wasn't.
You want that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. No, here we go.
That's
a Google machine.
That was Flavor Flav.
Nope.
Papa, Bridget. What's she called, Flavor?
He dated her.
He married her. Hey, Sylvester Stallone was married to...
No, Negatory Ghost
Bernadette Rider. Peters.
The pattern
Bernadette
is full.
Peters?
Bridget Nielsen.
Okay.
Leslie
so,
Nielsen.
Sylvester Stallone's wives, Jennifer Flavin.
Flavin?
Mm.
Bridget nice. Nielsen.
Bingo! Bingo!
Whoa!
Eat that,
rocker!
Sasha...
Bowen.
C-Z-A-C-K. I'm going to say Zach.
Zach.
Is Sylvester Stallone married? Still married? Aldous Cline, his wife, are splitting up after 25 years of marriage as of 7 hours ago.
Whoops.
See you later, bub.
She's gone.
Over
time. Anything you want to say to me and Fee about Bridget Nielsen?
I goofed up on that one.
If she was divorced, or if she was dead, he'd know who when it happened. But
really,
been married for over two decades.
Really, he's been married three.
That's crazy.
So
three and a half.
So Sly's a loser.
Sly's a loser.
Slacker.
He's a slacker.
I like Sly Stallone.
He's all right.
Yeah.
Well, hey, like him, Bobby. Glad you like him.
Supposedly, he had some sort of accident or something that caused him to slur.
He's got Parkinson's.
Well, but back Purposes. Years ago, he had something that caused him to slur. But
Chuck Rohr did?
No, Sylvester Stallone. Where did Chuck Rohr come from?
I thought he said Chuck caused him to...
No. Some sort of Chuck. Accident.
Chuck's made
or something.
Me slur a few times. Made me swear a few times, too.
Yeah. He makes me
She's
happy.
Still part of the team?
What? He's all there is.
I ain't seen him.
You saw him... Friday night.
Yeah, dipshit. He comes in. We go on the air at 6:45.
Yep.
At 6:35, ain't nobody there.
Nobody's got enough.
Neil sets up an hour and 45 minutes before, and he just gets us on the air at time.
Chuck does
in.
10 seconds. You're on.
You're on.
Yeah, he's unbelievable.
I'm leaving. You're on.
I hate Chuck.
Oh, I love him.
Bugs in three things.
Yeah.
I don't have a cord for the... Laptop,
yeah.
I said, what are you going to do? You got 5 hours. Well, this game ain't going to last 5 hours. Well, I'll go get one just in case once you get going. He's unbelievable.
He's awesome.
He is. He's incredible.
He's a man. He just jumped out the... He went down the fire. He's got a fire escape. He just jumps right out.
Shoots down the fire escape.
I think he has, a parachute attached to him. He just jumps out the window.
The bat pole.
Goes out the door, jumps over the side, lands in his car, or...
Yeah.
Might be a helicopter waiting out there
he
for him.
He is a piece of work.
He is something
what.
Else.
He's a good old boy.
Well, and I've said it 1,000 times, and it is really true. If it wasn't for Chuck Rohr, everybody would say, you know, I remember a few years ago when some guy tried to start some sports
thing? Yeah. We wouldn't be here, would we?
No, not without Chuck.
That's exactly right.
It would be nothing.
We'd never be on air.
We want to thank our sponsors for bringing us Sports Talk tonight. 9:30.
Wayne Street Market.
Time flies.
Hastings Auto Sales.
Yep.
We will be on the air next Wednesday. Coach Brent's going to stop
Coach
up.
Coach Brent will be in the house.
And
hopefully talking
Indians
about a
week.
W.
That's right. Exactly right. So for my good friend, Mr. Harold Philly, Randy, the Rock.
The Rock.
Bond villain. Neil behind the boards. Sports Talk presented by...
Wayne Street Market.
Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. station of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.